Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have the leave of the our day of the ascension of the cross, and we heard in the gospel again how the Lord wants us to carry our crosses, and we have to realize meaning by carrying the cross without grumbling, accepting the crosses, whatever the name may be, if it's sicknesses or some troubles, you know, in work or family or whatever it may be, whatever cross, whatever is difficult for us to carry, we should carry it again without grumbling, but we should thank God for sending us, because whatever He allows before us, it all befalls for us for one reason, is to help us to go to the kingdom of heaven. We have to follow the example of our Lord. You know that the Lord, as of course you know, that the Lord has came to this earth, and He was born of the Virgin Mary, and He didn't have a place to be put in a nice cradle or like we do, or to be in a house. He had to be born in a cave, and He had to be put in a place where they feed the animals. My beloved, we have to realize that also right from the beginning He was persecuted. Herod wanted to actually kill Him, and he had sent out his soldiers to kill every one of the babies from 2 years old and under that were in Bethlehem and in all that area. And the Lord was taken to another country. He had to flee the country. He went to Egypt, as you know, and He stayed there until Herod had died, my beloved. And then He was persecuted all His lifetime. He wasn't understood especially by the rulers of the church. He wasn't understood, and they wanted to kill Him. As you know, one time they have dragged Him. They took Him up to the top of the hill, and they wanted to throw Him down the hill. But of course, miraculously, it wasn't His time, so He just walked by them. And finally, as you know, He was crucified. And He was crucified. And what did He do? Did He get mad at anybody when they were slapping Him and hitting Him and spitting at Him and doing all kinds of things at Him? No, He didn't. And in fact, even on the cross before He died, He asked His Father to forgive them, for He says they do not know what they do. And who is they? You know, He died for my sins and for your sins, and so we are the cause of His struggling and His terrible suffering. We have caused them that. And He asked His Father to forgive us. And this is what you and me have to learn. We have to learn to do that, always to forgive everybody, everything, whatever they may do to us that may be unkind or no good. Whatever loss we may take, and whatever happens to us from them, we have to endure everything and thank God for it, to know and remember what He has said, that those who suffer until the end will be saved. And this is what we want. We want a salvation, not for our body. Our body is doomed to go into the ground. You know that. But the soul is eternal, and the soul is going to be, if we accept our Lord and love Him with all our heart and mind and soul and might, and love our neighbors and our soul, and love our neighbors as ourselves, as we want their salvation, then we will go to the kingdom of heaven. Otherwise, we will have the lot together with the demons. And of course, God forbid that this will happen to us. But to be able to also remember what the Lord said, that some of you will not die until you will see the kingdom of heaven. And how can we see the kingdom of heaven? We can see it in our heart. We can see it in our heart when we have the true love for our Lord, when we have a sacrificial love for our Lord and for all our relatives and all our close ones and all our enemies. And then our heart can widen up and have the love in there, and we'll feel then the presence of our Lord. By feeling the presence of our Lord with the Father and the Holy Spirit, then we will absolutely feel that we are in the kingdom of heaven, and we would want to have that feeling all the time. But that takes work. It takes work on our part. We have to remember and think less of the temporary, of the body, but more about the eternal soul, so that the soul will be protected from the demons and from all kinds of sins, because the demons are always trying to get us to sin so that we will hurt our eternal soul. My beloved, let's work on that more and more, and let's remember how our saints have lived and what they have done, and let's read the lives of saints and try to follow their example, and most of all, of course, to follow the example for our Lord, and then to have the true love in our heart for everybody, so that we'll be able to meet everybody in the kingdom of heaven, where there will be no more sorrows, no sickness, no sighing, nor any problems at all, where there will be life eternal, all in happiness, in the presence of our Lord. Amen. God bless you.